Welcome to Conversations with Spirit, where we dive deep into the mystical and enchanting realms of spirituality. I'm your host, spiritual medium Lori Albert, and together with special guests, we explore a world of spiritual insights and experiences, as well as offer captivating mediumship and oracle card readings. Tune in for enlightening conversations that will uplift your soul and expand your consciousness. I have a very special guest. Yay! This man is my new friend, and he's one of those people. You know how you meet somebody and you kind of go, oh, we're friends. Just, you know, it's like we met each other, and I think you feel the same way, Jeffrey, right?
Totally.
It's like we just met each other, and it was like, you know, we're done. We're just going to, we're in each other's lives like for the rest of our lives. It's crazy. It's so cool. But anyway, So his name is Jeffrey Peck. And Jeffrey Peck is an evidential psychic medium with a loving and sensitive approach to spirit, which we're going to get into. And I'm super excited about that. But his commitment and dedication combined with his warm and understanding and compassionate style provide you with a clarity and peace of mind. A session with Jeffrey will leave you with a clear knowing that your loved ones are still a part of your life and with a sense of healing and hope. And oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jeffrey, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yay. Well, I really wanted Jeffrey. Jeffrey's like the first guest that I've had on this show. And I really wanted him to be the first guest because his view of spirit and how he connects is so just freaking amazing. And his whole relationship with spirit is extraordinary. And so I'm really excited for you guys to be here and for us to experience this together. So Jeffrey, I got a ton of questions, and we're just going to see where this conversation goes, which is always fun. You guys, when Jeffrey and I start to talk, it might go in a whole bunch of different places. But what we're going to do is in a little while, we're going to do some card readings. Okay. So just be aware that readings are coming a little bit later. Okay. So yeah. All right. So my first question to you is this. Tell us your process and how do you actually connect with spirit? Like, what is your process?
That's a good question.
Sorry.
Because you know, I pause in the moment because it depends. It depends where I am. It depends if I'm out in the world, you know, or sitting down for a reading where, you know, I have my own like a little internal ritual where I, you know, call in anybody who's listening to come and hold the space with me. So,
do you have like a spirit team?
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. I mean, when I call everybody in, it's like roll call, you know, there's about, I don't know, 18 names, I think, you know, it's just, you know, I was attuned to Reiki in 2006. Mm-hmm. And during that first weekend of level one, the side effect for me was that it ignited all the spiritual senses over that weekend all at once.
Oh, that is so cool. So, were you freaked out by that?
I totally was. You know, I thought I was losing my mind. I really did. And over the next 30 days, my Reiki master she'd asked me to sit with myself and give myself a Reiki treatment every day and let the Reiki teach me, you know, learn from the Reiki, learn how it feels compared to my own energy, all that good stuff.
Awesome.
So I would go in my walk-in closet and I would sit down with you know, maybe some crystals, some cards. I would go in with everything, all my tools. And during these self Reiki treatments, I started to sense, I started to see, I started to feel, I started to hear, and all of this stuff was happening. And I mean, every day I would come out and I would just be confused because it was like I was dreaming, but I know I wasn't sleeping.
Interesting.
And yeah, and there was no way. I was sitting upright. My hands were in places all over my body, you know. If I was sleeping, I would have slipped over, you know, or my hands would have dropped. But so I had a conversation with my Reiki master, and she just said, yeah, you're opening up to spirit.
So, oh my God. So
since
cool.
Then it's just been like coming on, you know. Back then in 2006, 2007, I was giving Reiki treatments, and that's when people's loved ones were in the room. And when the mediumship started happening. And I was delivering evidential mediumship spontaneously without even realizing what I was doing. You know, it was, I just had this sense, and I knew that their father or grandfather or, you know, whomever was in the room with us.
Yeah.
And then by delivering the information that they were showing me and giving me, that was the evidence that obviously I wouldn't know that they would know. And so it's just developed since then, 2006, 2007. And now I have come to recognize that we're always connected. We're always.
Yeah.
Whether we believe it or not. And more often than not, we believe that we're not. You know, we through life, we've gone through so many trials, tribulations, challenges, struggles where we think we're all alone. And we're never, ever alone. So it's really come to a place where I know fundamentally, first and foremost, we are a spiritual being. So we're all wired directly to spirit, right? And so today, you know, it's just a matter of like my process is when I'm not working, I'm not thinking about it. You know what I mean? I'm not like, it's not at the forefront of my mind. Unless something energetically really pings me to the point where it catches my attention, you know?
Yes.
And then it's just really about shifting, like really like shifting your awareness. Just, okay, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, you probably can't hear it. My REM pod is going off. Hold on, I'm going to turn it off.
Oh my gosh. His what is turning? REM pod? I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's
Oh my gosh. Oh, does that mean that there's a spirit in there? Oh, how fun is that?
And it wouldn't stop. It would not stop. So, okay, everybody, I know you're here.
Wait, what is that called again? I want to know what that's called.
It's called a REM pod.
A REM pod?
It monitors and it connects with electromagnetic energy. So, and that's what we are. That's what we are physically, electromagnetic energy. That's what spirit is, electromagnetic energy. So, you know, when they come close to it, it starts to light up and makes a lot of noise.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I'm so going to get one of those.
And yeah, so I have that going when I do my shows, when I do my readings. I have little, well, I'll show you this. Since we're on this topic.
I told you guys, we're like, it's like we're getting together. It's like we're sitting having coffee. What's that?
So these are little, these are my little spirit, balls.
Spirit ball.
And they too, when electromagnetic energy gets close to them, when spirit comes through, they start to flash like this, or they flash when obviously we touch them.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have these scattered around, and like one of my favorite things with these is when I'm doing readings and their loved ones are passing through a message. It seems to always happen when it's a personal message that's really meaningful. And these start going off behind me.
Yeah.
So
that is so cool.
So anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know, but I want to ask more about that. So are you into the paranormal? Like
I am into all things spirit. I am so fascinated by all of it. I am fascinated by the reality that spirit is and how we are wired directly, all of us. But it takes work and it takes practice to understand what it is and how we're connected and how we experience it, how we feel, you know, our clairsentience, our claircognizance, our clairvoyance, you know, it's all a little bit different within each of us. And it's when we really start to understand what that's like on our insides, then we really start to recognize how we're being pained and how the reality in it. And so I'm very big about evidence and the scientific the scientific aspect, you know, like show me proof. And you know, these scientific tools are, you know, my part of the proof. But you know, obviously, as you know, being a reader, you know, the proof is in the evidence that comes through as we're doing mediumship and whatnot. But
yeah,
but yeah, I just I can't get enough of all of it. I'm just fascinated by all of it.
So do you go on like ghost hunts and stuff? Have you ever done stuff like
that? I haven't like on my own personal. Yes, I have gone through. But not like you see on TV, not like on ghost hunters and ghost adventures and Cindy Kaza doing her work. Yeah.
No, yeah. 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 I don't know. I don't know how much of what is on TV, like for me personally, like how much of that is hyper, because the one guy, he likes to yell at the spirits and I have a really hard time with that because
so do I.
I treat all the spirits. They're always behind me. So that's why I always go back here.
Me
but
too.
I treat them with so much respect. And so I stopped watching those shows because I didn't like
that. Yeah. And I agree. I mean, there's a level of respect and honor that I feel needs to be, you know, laid out because they're people just like we are. They're just, you know, in a different field.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, there's, yeah, a lot of it I don't agree with. A lot of it I think is you know, exacerbated or exaggerated.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I don't personally experience demons and darkness in the way
because
that you
stay high vibrational. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just not where I vibe.
That's so funny. That's probably why we're like so together, because I, you know, people talk about how that they've encountered demons and the this and that, and I just don't. I mean, because, but I stay, and purposefully so, I stay as high vibrational as I possibly can, because I, you know, because like I can't, I well, for me, you know, I had one experience when I was first starting out. I decided I was going to, there was this thing, this is many years ago, right? But there was this thing on this murder or something that happened. And I was like, oh, I'm going to tap in and try to like solve the murder or whatever. And so I started meditating and all of a sudden I felt this entity coming towards me, but then this is all happened in like a split second, but this entity came towards me and then I felt Archangel Mike, and I know it was Archangel Michael. He went, it was like, so here's this entity, it's coming at me or whatever. And I felt Archangel Michael just go whoosh. And in like literally a half a second, it was like
split second. Yep.
Ever since that happened, I'm like, no, I'm just kind of, no, it's all good. I don't need to do that stuff. You know, I mean, so I don't know, but, so Wiki says, I do like kindred spirits. Yeah. They
I
try
love
to help
kindred
people.
Spirits.
Yes. Me too. Yes. Yes.
Adam and Amy. Yeah.
Chip Coffee. I love Chip Coffee so much. When
me
he did
too.
Psychic Kids, I mean, that show really helped my daughter.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Because she was like, I don't understand what the heck's going on. And, she, you know, God forbid we should listen to mom. But, you know, so I said, let's watch this show, you know, kind of thing. So it really helped her. But anyway, so you've been doing this quite a while.
Yeah. I mean, well, since 2006, that puts us at 18 years. So, yeah.
18 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. That is so amazing. Mm-hmm. So are there like, what would you tell somebody who wants to get into this spirit work, but is a little bit shy or nervous about it? Like, what would you tell them? Like, where would you tell them to go? Like, what should they do?
Well, you know, I absolutely believe that good, strong teachers are very important. And also, you know, really learning about energy and energy work. Like the Reiki was the door for me. And that's where I really started to understand the difference between my energy, the energy of a person next to me versus the space, the energy of a space in a house or a place, you know, versus the universal life force energy that comes through when we're doing Reiki or, you know, all that. So you really learn about energy, and that's where you start to really recognize shifts in that it's very subtle, and it's in those subtleties where, you know, at first you're like, I'm making this up, I'm totally making this up. So, you know, I came to this place within me where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to allow myself to make it up. And yeah. I talked to my inner child. You know what? Have a ball. Go for it. Just let it happen. And that's where I started to really recognize through the evidence that was being presented was that it was real. And it just feels like, you know what it's like when we're doing readings and how it starts, it feels like you're making it up, but you're not.
Yeah. And that's when the uncanniness comes out. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa, how did you know that he had this big old belt buckle that was blah, 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 whatever, you know? And then you go, oh, maybe I'm not crazy.
Totally. Yeah.
I love that. Hello to Wiki and Tasha and Bonnie and Karen. I feel like I'm on Romper Room.
Oh, and Gwen. You guys hi, Gwen. Romper? Vicky, I haven't seen Gwen for a long, long time.
Oh, this is cool. This is awesome. So Geppy and Bex and Michael and oh my God, thank you guys. Kevin, the healing medium. I love it that you guys are all here. Thanks for being here.
Michael Christopher's here too. Hi, Michael.
Who is that?
Michael Christopher. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Very nice. Yay. So glad you guys are here. So do you guys have any questions for us? Because now I'm sitting here looking at the chat now. Not that I get engrossed and then I forget about the I always just let it go the way a spirit's going to let it go.
Yeah. The comments and everything, that is it's a definite skill that you really start to develop quickly when you're doing these things.
Well, so astrology happenings with Shauna Saya. Ooh. When my son was 10-ish, he was very connected. He's 28 now. Is he still connected? That's interesting. Do you want to take that?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, that he absolutely is. He might not be conscious of it, you know, because as kids, we all do, you know, kids are wide open and kids are, you know, mostly not super afraid. You know, I mean, unless it's something that's scaring the heck out of them in the dark, obviously, you know, I was afraid of the dark, but kids are wide open, you know, and then we all go through this schooling in our culture and it kind of dumbs this part of us down. And it's really when we're adults, you know, we, our guides, our guardians, our loved ones, we're being pinged and nudged all over the place to recognize, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if he were just to really remember that aspect, and even though he might not believe it, it wouldn't be much at all for him to start remembering, you know, really remembering.
And you know what? When he's supposed to sort of reconnect or remember, he will.
Totally.
You know, I mean, that to me is just kind of the way it works. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, I knew I had stuff going on when I was young, but I didn't understand any of it. And then all of a sudden it came back to me later on in life, you know, and it's like, but it's so interesting because now, and I don't know if you feel the same way, Jeffrey, but like so much of what I dealt with as a child has, it makes sense now. Like a lot of the stuff that happened to me that I never quite understood, it all makes sense. Or at least it feels like it does to me.
Yeah. I didn't expect it. I didn't experience really hardly anything consciously as a child. However, I was always a huge dreamer, very vivid, very lucid. Very lucid, very real. And now I know that, you know, I was doing a lot of dreamscape work, you know, that makes total sense. It's, you know, I'm very, very visual. So it's, I can see now. Definitely.
I love that. So did your, any of your family, like your grandmothers, grandfathers, was anybody have these gifts that you know of?
You know, I think that my grandmother did. It was never spoken about.
Yeah.
And I do believe that my mother does, but my mother is a devout Christian. So she won't speak about it.
Yeah.
But she is so sensitive. I can't help but believe that she's dialed in and she's just been afraid of it.
Yeah.
Especially with people are talking,
grandparents ever come through? Are your grandparents still alive?
No.
Oh, they're not. Mm-mm. Okay. Because both of my grandmothers once I really opened up and started to understand what was going on, both of my grandmothers, they almost always come through together, right? Both grandmothers. And they looked like, one was short, one was tall. One had, you know what I mean? One had red hair, one had, well, gray, you know what I mean? So it's like one of those things. And so like people would say, oh, I have this lady here. She's short and has red hair, but then, but I'm also seeing her with gray hair and tall. And I was like, well, yeah, that's good. But the reason why I'm saying that is because both of them have said to me in different mediums, right, that they had these gifts, but they had these gifts, but they were never allowed to talk about it, because at least my one grandmother, she was very Catholic, you know, so they just didn't talk about these things. They just didn't do it, you know? So it's kind of interesting. So that's why I was asking about your family, you know, that's on the other side, because
yeah, it was never spoken about.
Really? Wow. So do you not talk to your family about this at all?
I'm the black sheep. I mean, yeah. I talk openly. I talk openly about it. I don't come at them with it. If they ask questions, I totally go, you know, I'll say whatever. But yeah. But yes, I will talk openly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My family not so much into it. Can't mm-hmm. really talk too much spirit stuff.
I know so many of us that are like that. Yeah.
Well, because you know what? When fear takes over sometimes, I mean, I hate to say it that way, but you know, when fear has this crazy thing, this hold over us, you know, and it's kind of sad.
And religion, you know? The dogma does.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. So how about if we give some card readings? You want to do some card readings?
Sure.
I've got, what card, do you do tarot, by the way? I wanted to ask you that.
I have some tarot. Yeah, I have tarot. Yeah.
But do you do tarot? Because that's like a whole art, dude. Like, I can't do tarot.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I mean, sometimes really? I will. I have everything within reach, you know? And I just kind of intuitively know where I need to get the answers from.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is so amazing. Oh my gosh. First of all, tell us what your website is. Like, what is your website?
My website
is Jeffrey Peck. How do people reach you? I guess that's the way I should say.
Yeah, jeffreypeck.com. Jeffreypeck.com. I have a podcast called Something Super Spiritual, which you've been on all the podcast platforms. The podcast video format is also aired on my YouTube, which is Jeffrey Peck Medium. But jeffreypeck.com is where, you know, all the magic happens.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Jeffrey Peck. And you know what? It's so much easier when it's your website, you know? Uh-huh.
Yeah, totally.
It's so easy. So
when it's your name. It's you, you know, can't forget that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to get my little notepad out and my pen. Does anybody want a card reading or like an area of your life that you'd like some clarity on or something? I will write names down. That's what I usually do. Cause I do lives here. Oh, did my Aunt Melly help bring my pup Nico to me? Oh, that's so cute. Oh, okay. So wait here. Let me do this. Veronica Bex. Linda Vicky, wants a card. Oh, and that's Vicky.
Vicky. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sweet and Michael, little Nico.
Michael Career. Yes. Okay. And then Rob, love life. I love talking to people about their love life. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Do you want to pull a card for, I got Veronica first. So do you want to pull a card for Veronica?
Yeah.
We can do them together.
Yeah. Yeah. Veronica.
Linda.
Oh, speaking of.
What is that? Romance. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I gotta flip my.
Flip thing. Your I'll screen do that next time.
Yeah, romance. Romance is a hot topic. And I think that's really interesting given that you were just talking about people's love lives. So Veronica, here's what I want to talk about, Veronica. I want, when spirit is connecting me with your field, specifically with regard to the relationship in your world right now. I want to talk about the visual that I get that's symbolic of where things are for you. So I always see what they show me, a rose bush, okay? And how I see that rose bush in its cycle, in its development, in its growth, in its maturity, tells me metaphorically, symbolically, kind of where you are and how things are. So the visual that I get of this rose bush with you is it feels to me like it's sparse. The energy, the leaves, they're not completely, the bush is not dead. However, it's like it's malnourished. It's like it's not getting enough water. There's also what I see around the base of the rose bush. There's a berm. Do you know what a berm is, Lori?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a berm around this rose bush. It's a little bump of dirt that when you pour water in, that berm holds the water in, so the water will nourish the plant. Same thing with fertilizer. You know, the fertilizers can't get out. The berm holds it in.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, a berm will also keep water out. So I want to encourage you to nourish that aspect of your life. Nourish it with how you would fertilize a relationship, how you would, you'd want to, you know, you want to water it, you want to feed it, and you want to care for it. So it feels to me like that this department of your life is there, and it's not completely foregone, but nourish it. It needs to be nourished. I hope that makes sense, Veronica.
And I gotta tell you, are you finished? Because
Wait
till you hear this. Wait till you see what the card I pulled. Oh my gosh, Veronica, this is so cool. So on the heels of what Jeffrey's talking about, look what it says. It's the rainbow waterfall and it says miracles. And immediately what I'm getting about that is that you need to keep believing in what possibility. Actually, this is what I'm supposed to say. You need to keep believing in possibility because possibility turns into reality. Wow. That was like totally channeled. I don't even know where I got that, but that's, and it's exactly on the heels of what Jeffrey was saying. You know, you can keep in the water so that it nourishes it. And just, you need to keep believing because eventually the rose bush will blossom, will bloom. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Right. Oh, and Samantha says the red butterfly is self-love. Oh, that's so cool. I love that. Thank you. Thank you, Samantha. That is so cool. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So who is next? I have Bex. Bex, are you still here? What's the area that you would like? Oh my gosh. I just like, my knees just cracked. If anybody heard that. Oh my God. It totally makes sense. Veronica says it totally makes sense. Bex, are you still here?
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh yay. Bex is still here. Okay. Is there like, do you just want a card or an area of your life you'd like some clarity on? We are here for you. I'm so weird. It's been one of those days. I have to tell you, it's been one of those really weird ways, days. Oh my God. You know, I had to sage a lot just before we went live, you guys, because weirdness everywhere. Just a general message for Bex.
Excuse me.
I have like three cards up here too. Go ahead.
Okay. Bex, this is all a big message for you right now about the divine guidance. You are being hit with divine guidance. And it feels to me like there's been a lot of questioning, like whether you are, you might be asking questions, you might be praying, you might be looking for guidance, but feeling like you're not getting any answers, or feeling like, you know, it's like maybe not the answers you're looking for. And you know what? Sometimes crickets, when you hear crickets, nothing but crickets, that's an answer, you know? Yeah. So it's a lot of times where we're just being reminded that divine guidance is always, always at our fingertips. We're being guided all the time with our guides, our guardians, our loved ones, our team on the other side. They're always pinging us. They're pinging us in every direction. And when the universe is making it very clear that whatever it is that you're working on right now, it just doesn't seem to be going the way you need it to be going, the way you want it to be going. When you know this deep inside, but you know, we're too afraid. We don't want to make those changes. This is what we made up our mind, and we're going to do it, damn it. But guess what? The universe, your own soul has other plans. So when we are not paying attention, the universe gets louder and it gets louder and it gets louder. And I tell you this because you are absolutely being guided. I want to encourage you to really look at what you have been struggling against, but fighting for.
Ooh.
And recognize that that's where your messages are really there. It's part of that. It's asking to surrender and let go. And if what you're fighting for is not meant to be for you in this moment, it's time to say, okay, you know what? Show me which direction.
Wow. Wow.
Does that make sense, Bex? I sure hope it does.
That's amazing. I love that reading. Love that reading. And you know, it's interesting because you said, which direction, you know, you will know like which direction, and look at the card I pulled, the activation card and wind. And again, on the back, you know, you can't make this stuff up. How much I love spirit work. I mean, seriously, the message I'm getting about this card is that it's all in the wind. Allow yourself to just go where you feel led to go, you know, allow it to just flow easily and effortlessly. And then it will all work out the way it's supposed to for your highest and greatest good, mm-hmm. you know, because that's like the key to asking for it for the highest and greatest good of everybody involved. Love that. Oh my gosh. That is so amazing. So amazing. So before we do any more readings though, thank you, Bex.
Thank you, Bex. I'm hugging you from here.
Oh, I'm such an earth type. I'll try to embrace the wind. Bex is really cool. So you studied with, I noticed it when I was reading through your bio, you studied with Tony Stockwell. Did you do
I
love Tony Stockwell. He's one of my favorite teachers that I've ever had.
He is so cool.
Yeah. Oh,
he is so real and down to earth and easy. He like where a lot of teachers might have really strict guidelines.
Yeah.
What they believe is, you know, right versus wrong, or yes versus no, you know, guidelines, parameters, yeah. let's call mm-hmm. it. Tony is so, you know, he's like, hey, what you're feeling, go with it. You know, when I was at Arthur Finley and us working with him, you know, we went out to that. Have you been to Arthur Finley, Lori? I don't remember. I
haven't been, but it's like everybody I know has been there. I'm the only one.
Out back in this massive, huge, beautiful backyard, there is this gigantic tulip tree. And and one day he took the particular group out there at that time to connect with the fairies around this tree and connect with the energy of that tulip tree and the grounds and the oh my gods and the wows from so many people experiencing this truly magical surreal, but yet very real, but very hard to describe moment. All with Tony, and in a place where, you know, you're talking about, you're learning about mediumship and, you know, connecting with loved ones. And, but yet, you know, there's that magic there too. I love it.
Yeah. So, okay. This might be a really strange question and I'm sorry if it ends up putting you on the spot, but now that your guard's up, sorry, I shouldn't have prefaced it.
No, go ahead.
But, well, you call yourself an evidential psychic medium. So yeah. I call myself a spiritual medium. So like, I'm wondering how you came to...
Oh, Lori.
How did you come to... Why did I not ask?
I couldn't even tell you. I went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I did not want to use the word psychic because I think psychic can be a loaded word, you know? And it comes
people
with
don't
so,
like that word.
So much baggage and old school boo-woo, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? I still don't even know. It's like I just decided one day that I was going to make a decision. And I just stick with it. But I mean, I was a spiritual medium for a while too. Mm-hmm. and then I evidential medium, and then I decided to put psychic in there because it is our psychic faculties that we're working with, you know.
Right.
So then I just decided to embrace and be like, hey, you know what? We're all psychic, whether we choose to realize it or not. It's just part of who we are, and this is where I am today. You know what? And I might change my mind. You know, I have free will to change my mind anytime, but that's where I am today.
Well, it's funny because Michael Christopher just said, they're just labels. We're interdimensional, absolutely translators. I love that. I love that. Oh my gosh, how much I love that. Interdimensional translators. I love that. You know, it's so interesting because I don't like, things change for me from here to there, to here to there, you know? And so sometimes I'll feel like I'm more of a spiritual medium and I that's like my main, like I always feel like I'm a spiritual medium, but then sometimes it's like, well, maybe I should call myself just an intuitive or whatever. And
I did that too for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so very interesting. But you enjoy, like, what do you love most about being a medium? Like, do you love bringing through the people? Ooh. Do you love bringing through, like, the goodies, you know, the good stuff?
You know.
Hi, Alicia.
The most meaningful thing that just touches me to the very core is the healing that happens in mediumship sessions. That, you know, a lot of people see us, you know, because of, you know, maybe unfinished business, we'll call it, you know, maybe things went left unsaid, or maybe so-and-so never received an apology, or maybe, you know, they just want to make sure that they're still around and they're okay. So obviously, you know, you and I know the answer to that, delivering this showing this proof of the continuity of life through the evidence that we bring. But the most meaningful ones that really, like, I get off these sessions and I will cry for like 10 minutes because it's so deep and healing. But it's those people that really experienced some severe trauma in life, whether it be abuse on any level. And here comes this person. And also, Lori, just to be clear, before every session, I let my people know, if there's anybody that you've ever experienced trauma with in life that you don't want to talk to, it's so okay. You just let me know.
Right. Yes.
I learned that the hard way, you know, when I was still fresh, and I suddenly had this mother coming through, and my sitter, like, about, she turned 8 shades of white, and I could sense it in her, and I was like, hey, if you don't want to talk to her, that's fine. She thought about it, and she said, no, I'll hear from her. But it was then where I realized I really need to let these people know it's totally okay.
Yeah.
But when these people come through to acknowledge the pain that they've left behind and truly apologize, really, it comes from a place of such deep purity at where they are at this point.
Yeah.
And to be able to verbalize and acknowledge whatever the sitter went through in life, for them to hear that for the first time
and
process that, you know, I think maybe 50-50. They'll say, you know what? I'm not ready to forgive. But the fact that I could sit here and hear all of that, knowing my experience and that they just spoke to it, like to a T.
Yeah.
I'll process this. And this is so healing. And then you've got the people who are in tears as this is happening. And they're saying, I do forgive them. I'm so tired of carrying this burden around. And to feel that lighten in the sitter, lighten in the spirit world. And here I am just in the middle and feeling it on both ends. Oh my God. I mean, I literally get off these things and cry for 10 minutes because it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Sometimes they just affect you like, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Because we are so lucky to understand that, you know, the people on the other side are healing as well. So we've got two people, we've got the physical person sitting in front of us or, you know, on screen or whatever. And then we've got the spirit that, and they come together. And it even if there's a dialogue, that can be the start of healing for the spirit. That happened. That's very real. That happens to me all the time. These people need to, I mean, the spirits on the other side need to heal too. And they progress on the other side. Oh my gosh. You know, I mean, it's important for us to acknowledge all that. I think that's incredible. You know, that reminds me, did you ever study with Mavis Patella?
Yeah, I did. I did. Maybe 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. 20, yeah.
She, I took several classes with her, but I never did like, she was like my bucket list. Like I wanted to do like a mediumship practicum or whatever. And I never got to, and then she passed away and it was like crap. So never put off till tomorrow, you guys.
True.
You know, it's
her
amazing.
Book, Droplets of God, is absolutely fantastic. So if anybody likes to read these books about these incredible mediums and their journeys, and Mavis worked very closely with Gordon Higginson, and he's one of the, I mean, these people are the shoulders that we stand on.
Yeah.
They paved the road for us.
Yeah.
And anyway, her book, Droplets of God, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is so cool. That is so cool. So how about we do another reading?
Okay.
Wiki, you asked for something. Since you're so, Wiki is cool.
I love her.
It's her. Okay. I didn't know whether to do her or him, you know, cause you just can't. Okay. So Linda, we'll try to get to you too. So Wiki, did you want a card or like, what area of your life would you like? We're only doing cards tonight. Yeah. It's been a challenging day. My Pittsburgh Steelers lost, you guys. That's a big deal. Oh, Barbara loves Mavis Patella. Oh, maybe Wiki's not here anymore. We may have lost Wiki. Wiki. That's so cool. Like, I love that name.
Samantha. I'm super pumped, you guys. Well, thank you, Samantha. Thank you. I'm not tan, but I'll take it.
I didn't see what Samantha said.
Samantha said I was looking so tan and relaxed. I do feel relaxed. I think
did you have a good
hot.
Did you have you're hot? You're hot. Oh, because spirit's around,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So Wiki would like a card on career. Do you want to go first or do you want me to?
If you had it at the top of your head, go.
Well, you know what? I immediately picked up my Psi cards. These cards are the first card. They're the size of a real deck, which is amazing because normally they're like this size, right?
Yeah.
But, and these cards are like incredible. Like they're always spot on. So Wiki, career, I'm supposed to pull two cards for you. Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Okay, sorry, I always preface it and I should never do that. Okay, the first card that I picked was a voyage. Okay, now I don't think you're necessarily going to be going on a trip. Okay, that's not what I'm getting from this, but I do feel like that you're considering I feel like that you're considering leaving one situation for something different, but it's not a, it's different than what you're doing now, but it's not completely out of the realm. Okay. So give us yeses and nos if you could. So it doesn't feel like that it's completely out of this, you know, out of the realm of what you've been doing, but it is a different type of situation and it feels really positive, right? It feels, yeah, I feel really kind of positive about this switch, but I will say I also got the wheel card and the wheel card takes us to, there's going to be a, oh, you're looking towards retirement. So there you go. But there's going to be a getting used to, like, you're going to have to take this time and learn about yourself. Okay. Learn about your strengths, learn about, you know, I mean, because you have the whole world in front of you, you know? And I feel like that there's a little bit of work involved, you know, there's a little bit of work to figure stuff out. So that's what I'm getting for you. So go ahead, Jeffrey, what do you got?
Okay. So for you, Vicky, the first card is signs.
Ooh.
The second card is surrender and release. Okay. So here's the deal. I know you. I mean, we haven't met face to face personally, but I know you well through, you know, my show and our conversations on direct message. I know you are dialed in. You are totally dialed into spirit. And you have been receiving these signs. You've been getting these messages. There is this feeling about this surrender and release that I was wanting to talk about before that signs came up, because it feels like a shift, and it feels like a shift in how you go about your daily work or your daily practice. There's just a major shift, a big shift. And it feels awesome to me. It feels totally awesome. But here's the thing. It's like I want to surrender to all of the what ifs and woulda, coulda, shouldas. Like, should I do this? Should I? Woulda, will I? Won't I? Just like take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Because it feels to me like it's just like I want. It's like the world is my oyster and I can do whatever I want. Yeah. That's what it feels like to me. And you know, there's also. So I just got this visual of you outside. I know you're walking outside. I know there's an experience with a hawk. When the hawks come in with us as a spiritual messenger, they literally are the messenger of spirit. But it's one of those moments, as you know, that when it catches your eye and it really gives you a moment to pause and go, huh. You know that's your answer, that is spirit, and you've got something coming in right in those moments, right? So I just have this really deep feeling that a lot of your what is to come feels different. It feels a big shift. It feels like it's much more relaxed, and it feels like you're doing exactly what you want when you want to do it. And it's outside. I want to say I'm outside too. I'm outside a lot, often.
That's awesome.
What was your question?
I think that
she didn't answer your question.
Well, she was, oh my God. She just said, I see eagles on my walks.
Okay. Awesome.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. So were you, Wiki, were you partially retired before or were you, it was career. What the question was about career.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. Cause that's leading right into, you know, what she's going to be moving into. So Wiki, were you semi-retired before? Were you working part-time or something? Because I feel like that this shift is moving and it's going to be okay. Like, you know, but I feel like that there's some stuff you're going to work through. It's tough retiring. Like, I don't know that I will ever retire. Of course, what we do is a little bit different than an actual.
Is that what she's doing, retiring? Is that what's happening, Vicky?
She's thinking of retiring. Nope, she's full-time right now, but hybrid since COVID.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, maybe that's the working from home. Maybe that's what I'm seeing, because I'm trying to figure out why I've seen that, so.
I think retirement is close, because what I was feeling, that carefree, doing what I want, when I want, it feels very close to me.
Yeah. Yay. Good for you. That's awesome. Okay, so Linda, you're next. Sweet Linda. Okay, so we are doing card readings tonight. She wrote a whole bunch of stuff in there. Linda, she says, yes. Oh, 3 to 4 years. Wiki is going to retire. 3 to 4 years. Okay. So basically Linda is saying, I'm trying to see like of an actual, she wants her loved ones to come through. Oh, you're welcome. Wiki says, thank you. I don't know if you can see some of or any of what's going on the chat. So Linda, we're going to give you a general reading. Okay. We're going to give you general card reading. Okay. Just to see what comes forward, and career help or money issues with family is what she says. So do you want to go first this time? Hi, Alicia. I love that. That's her name on there.
Okay,
hey, it's Alicia. Love that.
You said Linda, right? We're talking to Linda?
Yes.
Okay, Linda. So Linda, I want to, will you please be at the ready at your keyboard so you can answer or validate? There's this feeling. Linda's there. Yes. Okay, so there's this feeling, Linda. I can't help but feel this sense of anxiety. And I feel this sense of anxiety and worry and stress over you know what it feels. Did you say money, Lori? Did you say money?
Yes. Help with career help, okay. Or money issues with family.
Okay, so yeah, it feels absolutely stressful with regard to money. And there's this feeling that I want to. I've been there. Oh my gosh. I've been there. I've been there in the past many times. You know, I have been on the verge of really seriously couch surfing with friends, you know, after some serious crash and burns. But here's the feeling, Linda. I really feel this great sense of protection around you. And I know this is going to sound really woo-woo and it might sound really general, but I want to encourage you to really start to look. I want to encourage you to really start looking towards the positive, because it feels to me like there are some options, some opportunities that have been knocking at your door, knocking at your window, that can bring in a little extra money here and there. There's this feeling too, like this protection that I want to talk about. The visual that I get is that you are like, you can't fall and hurt yourself. It's like you've got bubble wrap all around you. And so the visual or the symbol that I'm getting from this is that you will be okay. You will be okay. There's a sense of a buffer that you might not know about, or a buffer that's coming in. It feels like it's, you know, it feels like it's later this year. Like Sid, it, like I keep seeing like later summer, fall, but I really would like to encourage you to take some deep breaths when feeling into that financial stress, and know that when the opportunities are being presented to you, little bit of money can come in here, little bit of money can come in there. It's helpful. My sister money issues. Oh, and you can't help. That is stressful. So you're basically going to be sitting there watching her struggle with her own incapacity to have a relationship with money in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
Yeah.
There are a lot of boundaries that need to be set at this moment for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I show you the two cards I pulled? So, Linda, this is really crazy, right? So I pulled one from the Earth Magic deck and it says spring equinox, but then it says rebirth. Okay. So I was looking at that and I was like, okay, so rebirth, that's like fresh start. Okay. And I was like, I'm going to pull one from the Sacred Forest deck. Look at the card I got on this one. New beginnings. Right? So like, what are the odds of that? Okay. So the bottom line is what I'm getting from both of these cards clearly is that you have a, you have an opportunity. And I feel like that this message is from your husband, full disclosure. I know Linda. Okay. I've given her readings before, but I feel like that your husband is telling you to just allow yourself to have a fresh start with this. Like, don't allow yourself to be pulled to the past. Okay. Find a new way of looking at this relationship because you cannot do it. You can't give your sister all this money. Right. So what you should do is create a new relationship with her that does not revolve around money. Okay. A new beginning. That's the message I'm getting. Okay. And you can't make this stuff up that I pulled two cards from two different decks and got the same message. That's what I love about spirit. It's like, you can try to like mess with it. There's no messing with spirit. So that's what I was getting.
So that feeling that I was feeling about the opportunities coming at me where a little bit of money can come here and a little bit of money can come here and a little bit of money can come here. You know, that's coming at her sister.
Yeah.
She has those opportunities.
Yeah.
Feels like she's turning them down.
Yeah. And I think it's time for like Jeffrey was talking about boundaries. That's part of the new relationship. That's part of the new beginning. And you can do that. You're allowed. It's your life. You're allowed to think whatever you want about anything. Empowerment.
Empowerment. That's what it's about.
Linda Power. So, well, thank you so much, Linda, for sharing your life with us. I appreciate that. So, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here. You're so wonderful and you're such a warm human being. And I just thank you for who you are. And this might sound like I'm sucking up, but I'm not. I mean, this is how I really see you. You are such a warm soul. And it's like talking to you is like, first of all, talking to my own brother, you know what I mean? And it's like talking to you just is like a warm blanket being around me.
I just
really appreciate it about you. So,
well, likewise, darling, likewise.
Thank you.
We'll have to do this a lot more. I'll have to get you on my show.
Yes.
A few Wednesdays from now. You know, we talk. I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're so great. So, all right, everybody, have a beautiful evening. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all. Have a good
night.
Everybody. Namaste.